Hi, welcome back to Lesson 5, The Final Healing. Well, I've talked a lot about why you have a witch wound, where it comes from, and where a lot of these things that you're experiencing are showing up in your life, in friendships, in blocked money, in limiting beliefs, in struggling to set boundaries, example after example. But now, how are we going to heal it all? Well, I'm going to give you several ways and tips. Some may be for you and some may not, but I hope that you'll keep an open mind and at least try some of them. The first and most important thing, and one that I think is often overlooked by healers, which seems uncanny to me because so many spiritual people understand this, know this, and do this, is to cleanse yourself and to really cleanse, smudge, whatever you want to call it, your space. This is something that should be done often, like a lot. It's something that I do every single day. It is something that I do in my home every 2 weeks, like clockwork. I'm fanatical about it. It is something that I believe in and that I know to be true, that I know that it cleanses and removes a lot of the negative energies and thoughts and feelings that we may be holding with us physically, mentally, and emotionally. So I encourage you to cleanse. It's really, if you don't know how to cleanse or smudge, it's a very simple Google search. There's lots of different ways to do it. You can cleanse with water, you can cleanse with salt, you can cleanse with sage. It's just this energetic push of energy and intention that you're putting out into the universe, and something that should be done often. Another thing I like to do is a cord cutting ritual. Now, there are different ways that you can do this, but one of the ways that I found the most effective for me is I take two objects. One is the object that I view as me, and one is the object that I view as the item or the person that I'm cutting my cords with. And what do I mean by cutting cords? What I mean is that you really energetically can attach to other people, to other thoughts, to other feelings, to other times, to other beliefs, to the ancestors that have gone through and experienced all of these things that you have. You have to cut your cords from them. And so what I would do is pick something that represents myself and something that represents maybe the burning times, or maybe any ancestors, women's, that hold fears of what happened to them. I would tie a thread or a piece of yarn or a piece of ribbon between them. I would say a calling in prayer. I would call in my guides, my angels, my loved ones in spirit. And I would visually see that energetic cord being cut. And I would take a pair of scissors and I would cut it in front of me. And I would feel intuitively the energy shift and go back to each party. When you cut cords from someone that might be upsetting you or hurting you or harming you or draining your energy, I want you to know that you're not harming that other person and you're not sending any negativity their way. But you're cutting cords so that you can release yourself, so that you can free yourself of the thoughts and feelings and opinions that you can allow yourself to let go. Cutting cords is something that can be done often and on a regular basis. The other thing that will help heal your witch wound is journaling. And listen, if you're not a journaler, type it out. Put it in your notes. Audio journal, if you will. If you feel better talking, but you want to speak things that you don't think anyone in the world should hear but you, put it in your notes and then dump it in your trash. But you have to let it out. I love journaling because it allows the words and the pain and the healing and the magic and everything I need to move through me. I cannot say enough about it. I hear this from people all the time. I'm not much of a writer. I don't really enjoy it. Listen, we do things that we don't enjoy every day. Not everything can be something that we enjoy. And when you try doing something, sometimes I think that you'll be more surprised than not on how you're able to let go, how you're able to release, how you're able to really express something, especially when you think that no one else in the world is going to read it. The next thing that you can do to heal your witch wound is by doing full moon and new moon rituals. Witches for centuries, for heal, not just witches, healers, shaman, anyone that had any form of healing knew that energies would be heightened or less or shifting on new moons or full moons depending on where they were. To me, it's like having this amazing navigator, this amazing help, but not using it in this lifetime feels crazy to me. It feels like, well, why wouldn't we use it? Of course, we would use the energy of the moon to help us. And if you don't understand how, Pinterest, Google, new moon ritual, full moon ritual, there's no wrong way to do it. I can promise you that. Having an Epsom salts bath, lighting a candle on the new moon, saying a prayer to your ancestors, asking them to come in and protect you. It can be in as elaborate or little as you want or need it to be. The next thing is you can see an energy healer. You can talk to an energy healer about your witch wound and explain to them some of the blockages and things that you have in this lifetime, some of the fears and regrets, and some of the things that you feel may have brought forward on a cellular level. And watch how that energy healer will bring that healing to you. The other thing is you can embrace the spirit of wonder and play. You know, in those times, we were taught everything had to be about business and about making money and about working, about taking care of families. And oftentimes, we're still programmed the exact same way that our ancestors were. When did it not be okay to play, to embrace wonder, to have fun, to relax, to enjoy the journey, to be a part of something bigger and more amazing than ourselves? Embracing the spirit of wonder and play. Connecting with like-minded others, gather and connect with them. Create a group of like-minded women, especially. Remember that when we talked about women, there can be more than six, seven, eight women in the room. Put a place of women together that won't judge, that will be have an open mind and open heart, that will see each other for who we are, not how much we make or what we drive or who we're married to or how big the ring is on our finger. Connect and gather with like-minded others that want to share and celebrate, that want to use their intuition. Call it a psychic development circle, a witch's circle, whatever you want to call it. Join a book club if you want. They're typically filled with women. But learn how to connect and gather with like-minded others so that you can heal that part of you that is afraid to connect and commune. It is natural and normal to want to be with women. Connect to your spiritual heritage. And by connecting to your spiritual heritage, go on ancestry.com or ancestor.ca. Find out who your ancestors are. Go find out where they lived, what it looked like. Find their pictures, connect with them. Dive down the rabbit hole of their lives. See what you can research and see how connected you can become to their stories. Maybe you'll find out that some of them were witches, exactly. Maybe you'll get to know them better and really pull their energy into your journey and your healing. Reignite ancestral traditions. This is a big one. Bring back the things that they did for Christmas, the things that they did on birthdays. Bring back the traditions and bring those traditions into your own home and into your own space. And by doing so, you will feel connected to them. Did your grandmother drink tea? You know, recently I ordered red rose decaffeinated tea. My nana drank red rose. That's all she drank was red rose tea. It's hard to find decaffeinated red rose. I had to order it off of Amazon, but I did it to build a connection to her. I did it to build a bond between us so that I could feel her sitting with me, sharing a drink, having a tea. And then last but not least, create an ancestral altar. A space that holds their pictures, that has the connection with them, so that you can feel them with you and around you, so that you know that they're there, that they're looking over you, that they're guiding you, and that they're seeing you through. Creating an ancestral altar allows you to have this space and this connection with the women in your family that have endured as much, if not more, than you have. Allow yourself to have the freedom of connection to be with them. Write to them. Do rituals with them, manifestations with them. Place herbs, crystals, trinkets, amulets, charms, moons, suns, stones, crystals, whatever you will. But open yourself up to the magic. that you deserve to have in this lifetime. Find yourself into witch stores and metaphysical stores and dive down rabbit holes that you've never been brave enough to go down before. And know that those feelings, part of this healing is just the understanding of knowing where all these things that you're carrying with you have come from. You don't have anything to be afraid of. I promise you that. I'm out of my broom closet, and I don't care who knows, and I invite you to join me.